The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good afternoon and welcome to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of The Barrington Show, Barrington.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Barrington Show. Thank you for tuning in. And before we get jumped off today and start, I want to remind you that your state of mind creates your reality. Your state of mind creates your reality. And at some point in your life, you may need to break down the old shelves and build new ones. Thank you for joining the Barrington Show. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you being there. It's a beautiful Sunday afternoon, and we're talking to everybody. I'm saying a special hello to my friend out in Newcastle who's listening to the show. Thank you very much for coming here. We talk about raising you to a higher level of consciousness and waking you up for you to realize that the God that exists is you, for you to open your eyes, for you to know that you're limitless. All things are possible because you can will it and you could bring it into your life. There's not another out there greater than you or you being lesser than someone else. Welcome to the show. Every time we turn on this, every time we get on there, we talk about making people feel good. And we're trying to make you realize you could do that for yourself. You could change your life. You could wake up. You could live the life you're supposed to live. You could create for you anything you want, because within you lies all the tools that's in your toolbox, and you need to figure out how to get in there and get the tool that's going to make your life exactly as you want it, or at least how it should be, and live, be free, and be happy. You're listening to Barrington on Reality Radio. Thank you for tuning in. I want to thank all my longtime listeners for being a part of the show again. And I want to welcome all the new listeners and remind everybody as you hear me, welcome home. You have found it. This is the journey. This is your spirituality. This is where you need to be. Remember, your state of mind creates your reality. Today, we're talking about waking up. What it feels like, or how do you recognize that you are waking up? You are on a path of spirituality. You're on a journey destined for home. You are where you're supposed to be. Now, you're about to approach, you are approaching the cocoon as the caterpillar, and wait long enough for metamorphosis to occur, and you will emerge as the butterfly. Not saying one's better than the other. I'm simply saying something's going to be different. You're waking up, and that's what we're talking about today. You're on a new journey. How do you know that you're on a spiritual path? What signs, what things will occur in your life? What will happen that will assure you that you're on a spiritual journey? How will you know if you're waking up? So, you may go through a phase of a bit of being confused. A phase of realizing that you've lost grip of life, things of great value, people, loved ones, jobs, habits, everything, has left you. And you may feel alone or feel as if you've lost the grip. All of this is a necessary step in realizing that you are letting go of old self. You are letting go of bad memories. You're letting go of yesterday. You are in the process of what they call metamorphosis, and you're now in the cocoon. And what will emerge from this once you step into spirituality is the freedom and happiness of life. Many different stages we go through. And of course, there's many different personalities, so we all go through it differently. We have the reaction, and for what you may be experiencing now, somebody else has already experienced, and you move to stage two, or vice versa. But the changes for everyone is the same, may not occur at the same time, even though you're best of friends and you're sharing everything together. What level will determine what process or what stage you're at. You will notice confusion. You will notice that it seems as if you're losing grip. When you get to that stage, you are self-reflecting and you're putting your life back in order. It is clear indication that the life that you're walking away from or you're being led away from wasn't the one you're supposed to be living. There's the change. Was there something that we were told when we were little children growing up and we hold on to it as the truth and we grip to that with all of our life and we hold on to it? When you have to, and if it's bad or it's not the truth, you will have to let it go. It will not be easy. You'll be sad. You'll be confused. You might even get angry. But if it's trying to leave you or you're trying to move away from it, it is clear indication that it's not a unit. It's not a marriage made. So you need to let that go. You need to understand. You need to realize you're moving into something greater. And because all this is being taken away from you, it seems as if it doesn't serve you. Though you may have believed it for such a long time, you have now come to the realization that this is probably the pebble that's been in my shoe for the longest time, and I've just accepted the limp or the sharp pain you may feel. But you need to let it go. You may find that you are now more in tune into taking care of yourself. You're focused on taking care of you, not in a selfish manner or egoic way. I'm simply saying that you're focused and putting more time into number one. The I owe you that we played a few weeks ago, I owe me. You owe yourself. You owe it to yourself to do this. I owe me all the way. When you merge into the greatness of the new life and happiness becomes yours, you will realize a great part of getting there was taking care of number one, taking care of you, your body, or everything that makes you you. So you will notice that you're paying more attention to taking care of yourself. Congratulations, you're stepping into spirituality. You are home. What is unnecessary or doesn't serve you is being left behind. If you are experiencing having to make great payments of some sort of sacrifice that you have to go through unexplained, you may be paying a karmatic debt. You have to pay up before you leave, even the negative world. You may be paying a karmatic debt. This is all temporal. The confusion is temporal. Not having a grip on things, that's temporal. All of it. is a change that you're going through. If you can imagine what that butterfly would have experienced the moment it flew out of the cocoon, yeah, totally different new life. So he would have to rely on its source, its own source, for guidance. He would have to be praying or meditating or connecting themselves to the God, to their God. The reason I say their God is because we were told of many different versions of God. But I'll tell you this, it's all the same. They're all one. When you pray and I pray and meditate and do what we do to do the physical, spiritual connection to our God, we're doing it to the same source, the same entity, the same great wave. Whichever language you speak or whichever method you use to get there, there is only one. I needed to tell you that if you didn't know. Have we got anything there?
We have a couple of emails that came in early here. Shelly says she still does not understand how we are God. Okay, that's from Shelly. Thank you, Shelly. Tim wrote in and also said, Barrington, I've been contemplating getting your book for several months. Is it still available and where? That's from Tim. And folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington. Please write to us right now with any comments or questions, or if you're seeking advice. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Back to you.
Okay. Tim, yes, the book is still available. It's at amazon.com, and you could pick it up, or you get more information about it if you'd like, and some of what's written in the book at Barrington Awaken.com. Check us out there. All the shows are there. They're all listed. Today's show is called Waking Up. And it's there. The book is available. And thank you for that email, Tim. Okay, so Shelley is asking, how are we God? Okay, so it's simple. From where I'm looking at it, it's very simple. But for those who were told that there was a separation from us and God, it's hard, because you have already built in your mind from day one, from the onset, that God is a separate entity from you, that you are not a part of. You are just there, and you are to be subservient to and be bowing down and asking for this God of yours to create things that you want in your life, where in fact, you are that same person. You are the same entity, source, that creates or could create everything you want in your life. You are not separate. There is one. All that exists, exists as one. All of us that exist, exist as one. We are all connected to each other. We're connected to the planet. We're connected to the trees. We're connected to the ocean. We're connected to everything. We are the entity, the source, the everything that is all connected as one. I say all the time, if you've listened to the show before, that everyone is connected. Everything is connected. We're a part of everything. The universe has gotten together and scraped it up and bake a cake and cut it up and call us people. And here we are. We're all the same with the same ingredients. Physically, we look different because we live in different regions or we serve different purposes. But we're all one. And so, Shelley, just because we were told that we were separate from something else, we will live the rest of our lives hoping to be better. But you are perfect. What better do you want? We will live the rest of our lives knowing that we could not be good enough, because no matter how good we are, we can't be like the one who's greater than us. But what if we're him? We are the one. There is no separation. I don't know which book or culture or what story was told, but one of the ones that I was raised with, it says right in the book, in this holy book that I was raised in, it says right there. Psalms 82, verse 6. We're all sons of the Most High. And if my father, if I'm a son to the Father, the Most High, I am him in a smaller mini version of, doesn't take away from what I have or what I'm able to do, but I am a part of that. I am a part of all that it is. And when you introduce yourself and someone says, who are you? You respond by saying, I am the God that exists. You, Shelley, and everyone else. And that's hard to understand because based on how long you were told the other story, you may have a hard time letting that go and realizing that it was just his story, just a story that was told. And many of us to this day live by the stories that were told to us. And we believed it. We made it a part of our lives. Try to remember how excited you were Christmas Day when you knew Santa had come and some years had passed. You realized that whole thing was just made up for whatever purpose. But you've let it go. You've moved on. And somewhere along the line, another one was told to you, or both at the same time, however, and you believed it and you live your life according to it. We're not separate. You cannot be separate. We're all connected. If he is my father, I am him. When a dog has a puppy, you have to assume that puppy is also a dog. If my father made me in his own image, I am him. And I'd like to say that he made us all perfect. You too. Thank you for that email. Thank you very much for sending it in. I went off on that one a little for a while to explain it because it's hard for me to understand why some of us see it this way and it's easy for some to understand and others just can't seem to come to terms with believing that it's possible, just to believe that it's possible, just to believe that it's possible because the story that you were told many, many, many years ago. And it's been told for generations and generations that we cannot be as good as God. Well, that's not true because you are him. And every time you think you're not good and you're bad, just define bad because it's only relevant to your opinion. So if you think that book is good, I'm also going to say it's only relevant to your opinion. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for staying part of the show. That was a very good question. Thank you very much for that one, Shelley. And we talked about the book. We're here. You're listening to Barrington on Reality Radio 101.com. We're talking about waking up. We want you to wake up and realize. We want you to reach your full potential. We want you to understand that you are living a false life based on information that was given to you. And I say false simply because you're not awake. Our show is about waking up, open your eyes, see what's out there, get in touch with reality, find spirituality and be guided like everything else on this planet, guided by the source that exists, the original guide, ourselves. Wake up is what we talk about. So now we're also, you know, I've been mentioning that you're going to go through phases as you transition from the then to the now and to the future. There's going to be confusion. There's going to be heartaches. There's going to be pains. You're going to lose your friends. You're going to lose some of your friends who are not ready to take that journey yet. Many are called, but only a few are chosen. And when it's your turn, you will inevitably walk that walk. And eventually learn to live that walk, that life, that spiritual journey, that spiritual awareness, the waking up. You will start to take better care of yourself. This is something you'll notice right off the jump. You will start to take better care of the physical self because the spiritual self has been engaged and it's informing you that we need to work as a team. So therefore, if you're going to be going on this journey, let's get prepared. Let's do it together. The physical aspect of you will, the spiritual aspect of you will instruct the physical aspect of you to get in gear of taking care of you. That's where the focus begins. You're taking care of you. This you will notice as you walk the walk, as you walk in the path of spirituality. you will notice right away. You're less likely to kill the bugs you want to shoo them instead of. Your mind is changing. Your life is changing. You're waking up to a new reality. You're emerging from that cocoon. You're waking up. So you will notice that. But one of the things that stands out, and I was talking to a friend of mine earlier today, and we talked about how the transition stage is not the fun part of life. It can't be. The fun part of life is where you lived, we thought, we lived and did what we did as a routine. When you're moving, you're going to transition into the new spiritual world. Yes, you will go through a little bit of roughage, a little bit of chaos, because the old self is fighting to remain. And the new self inevitably will win the battle and bring you into the world of spirituality where you're living a much happier, a much free life, as I was saying earlier today to my friend. So you will go through this chaos. It's necessary. Don't be frightened by it. You're not lost. You're not confused. You didn't lose grip. The old self is just, the body is designed to go into survival mode. The old self is trying to survive. Can't blame him. Everyone would. Everything would. But unfortunately, the caterpillar's journey has ended and the new journey is prepping itself to begin. We can't crawl into a blanket and wrap ourselves and hide for a few weeks and then come out brand new, waking up. Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way for us. So you will go through a little bit of chaos. Don't be alarmed by it. It's temporal. You will feel joy. And when you've realized the journey you have taken, you will feel bliss, joy, happiness that you can't even explain. You'll just feel that great mood. For one, you're taking care of yourself spiritually because now you're engaged. Secondly, you're taking care of yourself physically and you're seeing it and your friends are going to comment on it. Your friends are going to notice it and you're just going through your everyday walk. But occasionally you'll pop your head up with a big smile and say, oh yeah, things are changing. Things has changed. This is it. Tap into your spirituality. So that's another thing you will notice. You will notice that you'll feel happiness. You'll feel joy and bliss. Your diet will change. Your diet will change. Again, that same spiritual guide is telling you, this is what you should be eating. This is what you shouldn't be eating. And you will see the difference. You'll make a choice and you'll make a conscious decision to follow the guide. Because you will change your diet. You'll change your lifestyle. You may even change your environment or your job. Not that it's necessary. I'm saying if you're a part of something that is not serving you, you will go through the changes. Because the old self does want to survive the new self. And this is what happens in spirituality. So you can ask yourself, why bother going through all the changes? Why not just live as you're living? The question I would ask you, were you happy? Are you happy? And if you're convinced yourself that you're happy, that pebble that's in your shoe doesn't belong. You've just accepted it. And you choose to live accordingly. Are you happy? And if you're not, this is why you must or you should merge into what is considered the new life. Take a look around you. Spirituality is on its growth. It's popping up everywhere. It's being talked about. It's now become part of our TV shows and movies. You are now realizing and seeing it. And all we have to do is hold it in our thoughts for long periods of time. And eventually we become it. Our state of mind creates our reality. Your state of mind creates your reality. The unfortunate thing is you may have taught your body some bad habits that it remembers. And it's just going to go through the motions with you because it's acting out of memory. That's why the change is necessary. Your body will tell you it's 9 a.m. You should have breakfast and you'll just go ahead and do it. It's 12 o'clock. You should be having lunch or it's 11. These are the habits that we create. We force it onto the body. The body accepts it as the norm and it tells you how to live your life, how to conduct your life. You ever try losing weight and you run and jog and do all these things? And yes, you do push it off, but your body says, no, I'm used to being here. Let's get back there. And that's what it does because it remembers. And yeah, if you do want to lose it, you have to get the mind involved first. Then the mind instructs the body if you do intend to lose weight or anything like that you want to lose. Thank you for joining us. Again, you're listening to Barrington on Reality Radio 101. Today, we're talking about waking up. That's the topic of our show today. And we're talking about you waking up and what you can expect as you begin to wake up and the confusion that you may feel. Much like when you wake up in the morning, the first minute, you're sort of discombobulated. You're not really sure where you are. And then it all comes together. Well, just picture this journey pretty much the same as your first minute or two in the mornings, or for however long it takes for you to realize. But the point being, it is necessary. It's a part of it. The old self is trying to hold on. Hold on. And when you're in that state, I will tell you to get closer to your source. When you're in that state of what you consider that, get closer to your source and allow that source to give you the guidance, because you can get closer to other substances that may cause more harm, could be more detrimental in the long run. So instead of relying on this other source to allow you to escape that moment of confusion, you may want to tap into the source that is inevitably going to guide you, will be your guide. Tap into that source. Get more into your prayer, more into your God that you believe in, and more into everything else, because it will keep you away from other substances. And there's a lot of things out there that will encourage you to escape your reality. And I'm talking artificial stimulation. You might not want to go there, because sometimes you get so comfortable being under the influences that you don't want to change that, or you don't know how to change it to come back to reality. So you stay there, addicted. I'm not saying that's going to happen. I know people who've been there, gone through the rough edge of it, and survived and emerged into a beautiful life. And others didn't do that because they escape. They further and further and further escape until it's too hard or too difficult to find the way back. So if you're in that state of confusion, lean towards your God, the true God, yourself. Find the strength within you. This is what we're talking about. Waking up. This is your moment. You are going to go through a bit of chaos. Yes, this could be the moment of you going through your divorce, separation. It is forcing us to get into a mode of self-reflection. It's forcing us to get into that place where we have to look at ourselves. And it may sound bad to say you have to hit ground zero, the bottom, to rise back up again. But if you think about it, if your cup is filled up with all the wrong things, you do have to empty it out and refill it. You do have to empty it out and refill it. And imagine that brief moment of the cup being fully empty. Yes, it may seem as if someone could be confused. And that's where I'm saying, do not rely on this artificial stimulation to allow you to escape that harsh or that moment of confusion, that state of mind. That's your moment to get into your meditation. That's your moment to lean on your spirituality. That's your moment to lean on nature's ways of life, because you know that too, this too shall pass. That is inevitable. Have we got anything else there, Gary?
We have a couple of emails. Beth wrote in and she says, if we are a God per se, as you explain, are we able to cure people? That's from Beth. And Sam writes in, Sam says, hi, Barrington, I know about your book that you promote, but is that a nutrition book or not? I hear you sometimes talking about foods and things to keep our bodies healthy. If the book you have out is not a nutrition book, do you have one out as well? That's from Sam. And folks, you're listening to The Barrington Show. Write us right now in studio101@gmail.com. Back to you.
Okay, Sam, the book that's out is not about nutrition. It does cover a little bit on it and the proper way to eat and take care of your life. It does tap into it a little bit, but no, the book is not about nutrition. I do intend to put one out there. I've been working on it, but it's a little difficult. I'm not fully involved in doing this yet as my full-time everyday activity. So I am restricted at most. But the book that I'm putting out there, the book that's out there is not to do with nutrition. The one that's coming that I'm working on is about nutrition and a proper health, the way to eat. If you want to take this with you until this book becomes available, just try to eat the food that the gods made, not the ones that the labs made. And start with that. Just put that into your mind and eat those foods. The nutrition will come. And I like to say that if you do want healthy and proper nutrition, take 4, 5, 6 months of the rest of your life and study a proper nutritional diet for you. Just study it. Just see what it's all about. Take a look at it. And you will follow that guide. So that's what I'm saying. Thank you very much for that, Sam. Beth. Okay, we are able to cure ourselves, heal ourselves. We have the ability. We're the physician that's built in within us. We created this, we built it, we know it best. We know how to take care of it, tune it, make it do great things, run, jump, flip, and all that. We could do all those things with restrictions. Can we heal ourselves? Absolutely. Can you heal somebody else? Yes, with their permission. I know it's weird to say that, but they have to be on board for the gift to be received. But what you can do is you could teach that one how to heal themselves. We have the ability, we are our own doctors to heal ourselves. Can you fix a broken leg? I have no idea how to do it. If that happens to me, I'm on my way to the emergency right away. Because he's going to do it a lot faster and less painful and all these things. He already knows how to do it, so we rely on that. Can you cure yourself of an internal illness? Absolutely. Absolutely. We built it. We could fix it. We have the ability to heal others as we do have the ability to heal ourselves. It was part of the package that I talked about earlier. It's part of the tool that I mentioned that's in your toolbox. And once you get there, you will see all the capabilities. We all made fun of growing up and see where they used to do the rain dance. And these people say you could dance and make it rain. You can make it rain. Now, this is going deep. This is going far. This is going way into the understanding of spirituality. But you can do all these things. Not tomorrow morning because you haven't practiced it yet. Much like I don't think you can get off the couch and run 3 miles nonstop at full tilt. This just is me saying, I don't know you. However, you need to practice, rehearse, prepare yourself, get ready, learn, and follow that teaching until you get to what it is that you're trying to accomplish, because you have that ability within you. You need to wake up and tap into that source. Find the tools or the equipment that's in your box to make it, to study it. And to make it your everyday existence, part of your reality. This is the desire. Yes, you can heal yourself. Now, here's where it's difficult, because at some point, somebody has told us that we couldn't do it. So we accept that and we start the processing and we say, oh, I can't do it. I'm not him. Just how they same way they told us that we were separate from our God. And you believe that 100%. Someone along the way had told us that we cannot do it, but it's not true. You could do it. It's within you. It's just a change of mind and accept it. And there's tons of books out there that will walk you through the process of figuring out how to cure your own illnesses. You can do it. It's doable. You need to go into your tap into your source, go into your toolbox, find that tool and learn how to use it. And there's a lot of people out there. Some unfortunately are not truthful, but there's a lot of people out there who could guide you into repairing the body and taking care of the body and releasing stress from the body, fixing joints. And there's a lot of people out there that knows how to do it, but you could do all that for yourself. It's in the toolbox. Find it and learn how to use it. And when you wake up, you will understand all things are possible. Now you know. We were just told that we were separate from our God and could never be as good. We have to ask him for everything or her or it or whatever. But you are that same source. Ask yourself for it. Or never mind, deliver it to yourself. Nobody governs you other than you. Nobody is coming to rescue you. You are the source. And this is sad to hear, but it's a reality. You are just another blade of grass out in the field in comparison to all that there is. So you have to learn how to fend for yourself and to lay down and real and think somebody is just coming to take care of you. I made this analogy a few weeks ago. If you're on the ocean and you see a shark coming towards you, please don't stop and pray that somebody's coming to rescue you, because the shark did not get that memo. You're on your own. It's hard to hear, but it is what it is. So in order for, and you're not alone, in order for you to get to the point where none of these things are going to be concerned of yours, you open your mind and accept the spirituality. Tap into the pineal gland. Open the third eye. Realize who you are. Be as big as you are. And realize the little issues that you're worried about every day, your everyday little issues that you worry about, they're just that. Little issues. Because when you become big, those little things that you see as big will disappear. Why do I try to get people into spirituality and get them on board or to study philosophy? Well, if you follow this guide, if you follow this path, if you follow this way of life, be it philosophy, be it spirituality, be it just a good person, there's going to be a great chance of you not needing to lay down on somebody's couch and tell them your problems. You would have had it fixed. You dug out that root before it had a chance to take set, to dig in. Wake up is what we talk about. Wake up. See who you are. Today, again, the show is about waking up. And I'm simply going through some of the symptoms that you will notice or some of the things that will happen to you as you merge into a spiritual life, a spiritual existence. You will notice a few things. And one of the ones we talked about earlier was about being a little confused and not wanting to let go. So we already opened that one up. You will have to break down the old shells and build new ones. And what that means is the pattern that you had in life, excuse me, what you're used to, and everything you do on your everyday system may have to change. This is you emptying out the cup and refilling it with another idea, another flavor, something new. And if your cup is very full, you need to know how to empty it out and to replace it with what is of nutritional, spiritual, financial, everything value to you. You have to empty the cup. And I talked about that earlier. The new look, tearing down the old shells and building the new one will create that new look, that new everything, because you've gotten rid of the bad ideas and you've replaced them with a much better one. You've gotten rid of the old lifestyle, the restless lifestyle, the things that you thought were awesome until you've changed it. You will now know that you are the God, you are the controller, you are the creator. Your reality, your state of mind is your reality. So find one that's going to give you the pleasurable things for you to see or experience. You want to experience what it is to be the God that you are. breaking down the old shelves simply means, my weird analogy, is removing what is old and doesn't serve you anymore and replace it with something that is new and it'll make you happier. This is it. Thank you very much for listening to me again. Today, we're talking about waking up. We do this from time to time because we need for you to tap into your spirituality. We want for you to learn how to meditate and make that a part of your everyday existence, to meditate. Once you become good at it, you don't have to sit still and do it. You could do it in your everyday activity, including if you're driving. Please don't try it right now. So you learn to tap into the source that governs you, and that's meditation. You learn to slow down the brain and focus and allow all the goodness that exists, all the creativity and all that there is on this planet to come into you when the mind is slowed down, and that is meditation. You allow the goodness. I say all the time, if it's not true, don't say it. If it doesn't belong to you, don't take it. If it is wrong and you're doing it, stop doing it. This is going to put you on your path. And when you live that life, you'll understand that the things that we're doing every day that we were told from an early age may not have been the truth. And for others who are walking or talking this spirituality and living it so they think to their full potential, you need to understand that you have to connect the physical with the spiritual. So if you are going to say it, you must do it, or the body will force you, the mind will force the body into changing, to accepting it. You must do the talk and do the walk, because they work together. Must do the talk and do the walk, because they work together. You can't just do one. And if it's the mind that's in the spiritual mode most often, it will condition the body to do it. And you become an awesome unit. Have we got anything else there, sir?
We have one email that came in, and that is from Sai. Sai, thank you very much. He said he is a first-time listener to your show from Detroit, Michigan. So thank you, Sai, and back to you, Barrington.
Thank you very much for tuning in, Sai. I hope you love what we talk about. We go deep sometimes, and because we only get an hour, sometimes I do talk a lot about a lot of things, but I don't want to go in very, very deep on something unless we're going to do the entire show on it, because I have found that it creates more confusion for people who is just coming into spirituality or hearing about spirituality for the first time. When we tap into something very deep, it does send out a signal. You either don't, it's confusing for you, or you just went over your head. Then you lose interest. So we talk about stuff and we try to get others involved. We're still getting calls or emails all the time about people not accepting the fact that they are God. And I suppose a lot of people will hold on to that one for a very long time. And if you're new to all of this, you will think I'm absolutely crazy for saying you are God. I am God. Everybody is God. That's hard to hear and very, very difficult for many to understand. But it is what it is. You are who you are. Thank you for being a part of that. Calling us there, Sai. I appreciate your email and enjoy the rest of the show. For everybody else, thank you for being a part of the show. Thank you for being here. We talk spirituality, we talk about waking you up, and we talk about getting you to a higher level of consciousness. Today, we've been talking about you waking up. That's the topic of our show today. If you want to check us out at HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com, you will find this show and all other shows that we've done. And they're, most of them are labeled, and you could pick your favorite topic and listen. Never hesitate to call and ask any question you want. I will try my best to understand, to answer them to my understanding and my limited amount of spirituality. It's a big ocean. There's so many things in there to explore. Once you tap into the spirituality, you're living the life you should live. Hang out there long enough and you will wake up and realize that you are the God that exists. Wake up is what we talk about. We haven't talked about meditating for a while, or even how to get into your meditation. We mention it a lot, but we need to tell or let others know how to get into your meditation. It costs you no harm, no money, and it does create an amazing life for you. It takes a while for you to understand what is happening when you're meditating. But basically, and I've said this on many shows, if you've been around, you've heard me say, what you do when you meditate is like you're removing the lid from the jar that had the whatever was inside. Now everything is being exposed to all that there is. You're removing the lid from the jar and you're connecting yourself more so to a spiritual world, to a higher world, to a greater source. And you're not as contained inside that jar or inside the body. We're allowing you to meditate and open a channel for that, all that there is, to flow in, or for you to make that connection to all that there is. I said earlier today that if your cup is full with other ideas, you may want to consider emptying it. But if you are taking on this journey and you will get into your spirituality, yes, it will empty itself, or the new way will empty it out and refill. But you have to come to the table with an open mind. You have to come to the table, basically. Just put it on your mind. It becomes a part of your thoughts, and eventually you start to live it. This is how we function as human beings. Meditating, you sit still. You find a comfortable spot. You sit up straight. You could do it laying down. If you can't sit up, you could lay down. And what you're trying to do is to empty the mind. Just slow the mind down by not entertaining any thoughts. You sit there and allow, practice not having a thought, which you never will get, but you will learn how to slow them down. And instead of getting 15 every second, you may only get one a week. I don't know how it will work for you, but you will always be thinking something will come to you. We say, do not follow it. Yes, you may have to get milk on the way home. I get it, but let that go and allow the brain, the mind, to be free. In doing this, you're erasing the memories that the body has. But you're also allowing the newness of spirituality and guidance to come into you as you connect, as you reconnect, as I should say, because we were at some point. When we showed up here, we were so connected. We were so living in the spiritual existence. But along the way, we're human. We're trained. We're told. We're trained. We're guided. We learn horrible things like how to lie to each other, or take from one another, or hurt one another, or to take advantage. We learn those amazing things, aren't we? Well, not really, but we still had to learn those things. And in the process of us learning all these things, we were taught how to hate, which is not possible for us to do without a body. We were taught how to hate, because if you've come from the same source by the same method, you were connected at some point, and over here, you are still connected. You're just unaware of it. You just don't know that you are. We've come from the same source by the same method, and when we return, we're going to return the same way. But we've come here, we've accepted a body, and we start to idolize other people, or thinking that we're lesser, or taken from others, or hurting each other. They're showing off to another to say, I'm better. You honestly can convince yourself, because of generations of training, that you are better. And I will say, explain to me now how, other than your own perception. And if you are better, how come you're not acting better? You're doing worse. We learned all these things when we come into the human flesh, and we don't know why. Maybe we've come from the experience, but the hate was definitely taught. Therefore, it could be removed. And the anger. And when you remove these things that is not a part of your existence, well, it is now because you've brought it in, but it wasn't an original part of it. you'll realize is just love for all. We unfortunately cannot, we don't even know what the lies were, let alone try to live to get rid of them. Some of us don't even know what the lies were. But if you want to find out, you have to get into your spirituality. This is where meditation comes in, where you tie yourself into this universe that you're a part of, experience all that there is, and you get the answers. Someone asked me one time, will we ever get the truth? Yeah, because the BS will go away. You will get the truth once the BS is gone. So we don't know what the BS is because we were too little. And it wasn't told to us specifically. It was told to our great, 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 great grandparent. I think her name is Lucy. And we believe it. And now we're in a point where we don't know. You're on a journey towards spirituality. Stay there. Meditate. Tap into the source. Open that door. Learn who you are. And you will have the tiger by the tail. You will find out. Happiness will be yours. Bliss will be yours. If you've missed the first part, if you were there for the first part, you would have heard me say there is a bit of adjusting. You have to adjust. Nothing you have to do physically. It'll happen for you in most cases. And you'll do what is necessary. You will study. You will learn, you'll be a part of, you'll live accordingly. Spirituality is your journey. All the other religions end up here, like all the rivers ends up in the ocean. Every river is going to end up in the ocean. And as a natural cycle, it evaporates, it goes back up into the mountains and it falls again. The process begins, or underwater spring, or however it gets there. Three different stages. Could be the solid, the liquid, or the gas. We're pretty much the same. We'll just go through two, though, the physical and the spiritual. And when we come here, we were as holier than thou. We are all that there is and good and loved. But along the journey, we start criticizing or comparing. Our show last week was we were perfect. We are perfect. But somewhere along the line, we start comparing ourselves to others and say, label imperfections within us. But how could you be imperfect? You are made as you are. You are who you are. You created that. Therefore, it's perfect. That's what I want to say. I want to tell you to meditate. I want to tell you to tap into yourself. Learn who you are. Learn meditation. Learn how to connect to your spiritual existence. Learn how to live more of a spiritual life. You will not have a bone of hate or resentment towards anybody else or angry. You won't feel the need to get up every morning and run like a mad person for 45 years to realize when you get there, you're too tired to enjoy the fruits of the labor. Sometimes they're just bad fruits. You will find an easier way through life. Though it may be frightening as you're stepping into it, you will inevitably find an easier path. Do you need to stand on your feet all day until they hurt so bad you can't take it? And then only to repeat that for another 40 years. Do you need to do all these things? Do I need to go out in the freezing cold every day just so I could get further ahead? The question is, once you tap into your spirituality, the answers will make perfect sense to you and you alone. And no one else can tell you what your journey should be. No one can tell you what your purpose is. I don't think anyone told the caterpillar to crawl into the cocoon. Well, something did. So the natural order of operation does exist. You follow your spiritual guide. They will not do you any harm, and they don't know how to lie or cheat you. If you're denied something, they know full well that you're not deserving or it won't serve you. So they will not grant that wish. They're not being mean. They're just saying, you don't need that. It's going to create more chaos. or more destruction or alter your life? How many times have you been a part of something or just a gut feeling that you shouldn't participate or be here or do this or do that? How many times? And you didn't listen and there was a consequence. And after you said, oh, I should have listened to my gut. Well, you should have. Shame on you. Because that's your spiritual guide trying to make contact with you to tell you to stay the heck away from him or it or them or there or that. But you didn't listen. You just simply said, what the heck, and moved on. And the ego has a great deal to do with that too. The ego plays a huge part of that. But know thyself is what is key. Know thyself. And if you're taking the walk into spirituality, please don't think you could pretend. You could fool others. You could say, do the talk and not do the walk. You can't hide under this, as I see a lot of people hide under other organizations and say, well, I'm a part of this, therefore I have to be a good person. That's BS. You cannot hide under this because it will expose you and forces you to do it and do it right. It will force you to do it properly. Every time we turn on the TV or listen to the news, we hear of an organization out there who they found that problem with, this problem with, and it just continues and people are devoted, are still there, participating, being a part of it. This doesn't offer you that. You do it and you do it right because it will make you the righteous person that you want to be or you should be or however it is. We have proof in the spiritual world that what you study, what you practice, how you live exists. We have proof, and anybody can be shown or be exposed to this proof. Let me hear another organized group out there say the same thing. Other than faith and belief and probability, and yeah, I don't get it. Where's the proof? You owe it to yourself. Remember the phrase I used earlier? I owe me. I owe it to me to find what the truth is. The truth does exist. Believe it or not, unfortunately, in order to get to it, you've got to go through a specific path of allowing all that the spiritual world exists, all that the spiritual world has to offer. You have to know that. And by doing that, it will take you to the destination that you desire. And you will know the truth after the BS has been removed. You will have an answer to all the questions because every question has an answer. We just ask you to wake up. Wake up. Wake up and allow yourself to live not as the servant of life. You're not designed to live as the servant of life, where all you're doing is serving others, serving, serving, serving. You are to exist and live and to be served, believe it or not. Because a great state of our existence and what you will accomplish most is by helping or serving others. Serve first. Serve first. Hard to imagine, but by servicing or giving service or to help others or to service others, you are gaining your brownie points. And that's the reward of life. We're to give a servitude, if you want to call it. We are to give. Thank you for joining us. Today we're talking about waking up. I hope the message was sent and I hope it was received. If this is a little tough for you, I understand, I get it, but this is not something you need to swallow all in one day. We exist in a spiritual world. The source is always there for you. The answers are always there for you. You embarked up on it on your own time. Just make sure you're doing that. You will make better decisions that's going to serve you better. You are now more clear, more focused, and you're now on the truth. So whatever it is that you have to say, you know it's coming from a truthful place. Thank you very much for joining us. I appreciate you being a part of it. As we say goodbye today, we hope that you have a great week. Come back and listen to us next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.